Hello.
Hello, I'm Michael of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I am not in a, I'm not in a car or driving anywhere as we speak.
Okay. So you're on a safe place where you can talk safely.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, let me continue here. I can continue in English or Spanish. You tell me as you prefer.
English.
Just a moment. And in which state do you currently live?
California.
And in which county in California do you currently live?
Merced, I believe.
And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on regular home phone, some on cell phone, and some on regular home phone? And all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
Almost all calls on a cell phone.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, what is the year were you born?
2004.
Yeah. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? I mean, white, African American, Hispanic, Asian?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
11th grade.
Thank you. Just a moment. Okay, now getting started. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Do you approve or disapprove the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
I'm not really sure. I don't really keep up when it comes to people who are governors.
Okay. No problem. And if the election for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Just a moment. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and I'll go to the next one. The first person is Kamala Harris.
Don't know about her.
Just a moment. Next person, Joanna Garcia Rose.
She sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Okay, next person is Donald Trump.
I don't approve of him.
Okay, next person, Esmeralda Soria.
I don't know about her.
Okay, no problem. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for the state assembly? So I will read some options to you. inflation and the cost of living, homelessness, border security, abortion, climate change, taxes, crime and public safety, healthcare, education and jobs, and the economy. What's the most important to you?
I would say inflation so far.
Okay. And thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I would say a 5. I'm not really interested when it comes to certain parties, but I would be the most interested when it comes to the presidential election.
Okay. And if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Who was the other option? A second thought?
Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican.
Kamala Harris?
Yes, is the current vice president.
Yeah, I would vote her.
Okay. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother?
I would vote in favor of the Democratic Party.
Okay, for Esmeralda. And would you say you're definitely or you probably are going to vote for Esmeralda Soria?
Probably. It really would depend on what she does for the country as a whole and what she plans to do. And that, I believe, would be the deciding factor as to if I would vote for her or not.
Okay, so would you say definitely, probably, or lean to vote for her?
Lean.
Thank you. Moving on. Would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's pretty seriously off on the wrong track right now.
Okay. Over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed about the same?
I don't really know too much on the crime here, but I do think it's stayed the same so far.
On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
No, I have not.
Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican this year?
No.
Okay, next I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. So the first one is, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
Yes,
more likely
I would be
or less likely to vote for her?
More likely to vote for her.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Next. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. More likely or less likely to vote for her?
More likely.
Much or somewhat more?
Much more.
Next, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia-Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Next, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia-Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
And finally, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia-Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much or somewhat more?
Much more.
Excellent. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother?
Joanna Garcia-Rose.
And next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might heard about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it takes you more or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. First, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay rise. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare, and that will raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Much less likely or somewhat less likely? Or somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more unlikely.
Next, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Next, and we're almost done. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Much or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
And next, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
Much less.
And Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Less likely or more likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Thank you. We're almost done. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother?
Could you repeat the question again?
Yes. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother?
Joanna Garcia Rose.
Okay, now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I am something else.
Okay, just a moment. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Liberal.
And very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-choice.
Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position about abortion? Yes, you would, or no, you would not?
Yes, I would vote against that person.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I was not of age to vote during that time.
Okay. And all right. So this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your time and thank you for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.